Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Let's get into a little bit of the controversial stuff. Some of you, by the way, maybe you're kind of new to the show. Maybe you haven't heard me for a long time. First of all, when I get into this, okay, I want you to understand, I don't give a rat's ass about Democrats or Republicans. I've had to repeat this over and over again because some of you then peg me in one corner or the other, and I am not in either corner because I don't care about either side. I think both sides are all screwed up. I think both, as I've said for years now, the far left and the far right are the ones that screw everything up, and they allow the parties to screw it up. It's gotten to a point that the two parties don't talk, and people are the same way and all of that. To me, I don't care about your stinking politics. You know, I'm with Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin was talking about winning. And look, we've talked about this over and over again, because as for those of you, you know, the NFL came out yesterday. And just in case you don't know, I'll read you exactly what went on and what the NFL is planning on doing with vaccinated and unvaccinated players and how they're going to handle this, which, by the way, Greg Sankey from the SEC is also thinking about the same thing. So the NFL informed clubs that if a game cannot be rescheduled during the 18-week season in 2021 due to a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players, the team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss for playoff seedings, per sources. Okay. The league intends to play the entire 272-game schedule over 18 weeks, 17 per club. We do not anticipate adding a 19th week to accommodate games that cannot be rescheduled within the 18 weeks of the regular season. Play on time or don't play. And then it says every club is obligated under the Constitution and bylaws to have its team ready to play at the scheduled time and place. A failure to do so is deemed conduct detrimental. There is no right to postpone a game. This is the NFL's strongest step to incentivize vaccinations. In essence, vaccination status dictates action. And so, listen, and Michael Irvin came out, and I'm with Michael on this. But listen, I'm vaccinated. You know, this is the silliest thing to make this politics. We've been using vaccines for 100 years. I've already talked about this. We did it to eliminate polio. You know, yesterday I got a guy on this is the problem with this. There's so much misinformation because you listen to wrong people instead of listening to experts. And so you listen to parties. Don't listen to parties. Listen to the CDC. Listen to the medical experts. They're going to know more. They're not going to be perfect because medicine and science is never perfect. Those people are constantly learning, but they know a hell of a lot more than we do. Okay? We've been using vaccines forever. People die from flu shots. You know that? You guys know that? I had a guy yesterday, he goes, I'm not taking the vaccine because it's not perfect. I go, dude, there's never been a vaccine that's perfect. The idea is that the vaccine protects you at a high level. But it doesn't, it's never 100%. It's never been 100%. So there's a slight risk. This is where the whole misconception is. And so then, unfortunately, one side has used this as a tool to say that you're at risk when you're always at risk. Here, since we do our homework on the show, you know that, you know the people that take a daily aspirin? I do. I take a daily aspirin. Do you know that on average about 3,000 people die a year from that? Yeah, there's a risk at everything you do. You want to go eat a Whopper? Go eat it every day. There's a risk. One guy may live for 97. Another guy may live for only 57 with clogged arteries. There's one guy that smokes cigarettes and he lives to 110. And there's another guy that smokes cigarettes and dies at 45. There's a risk. There's a risk at everything. Our bodies are all different. Our DNAs are all different. So we don't know how everything reacts, and neither does science. They can't answer everything. They can only give you a high percentage because it does protect over a high percentage. That's the common thing. Here we go. The flu shot. 30% of all flu vaccines have adverse reactions. People take flu shots every year. I never take a flu shot because to me, a cold is a cold, whatever. I can fight that off. That's not, you know, that's not really, it's rare. You know, people do die from it, but it's so much lower than what's going on here, obviously, because we've got millions and millions dying within a 1 year period, which is just absolutely crazy. In 1 year, okay, you had 51 deaths. In 1 year, you had 232 life-threatening events. You had 116 permanent disabilities. You had 739 hospitalizations. You had 109 prolonged hospitalizations. You had 4,039 ER visits and 6,221 not serious. That's all from the flu shot. It's the ignorance that's out there. It's the lack of education. Every single vaccine that's ever been created, okay, most of them protect you. But there's always a slight percentage of risk. But the bigger risk is not being vaccinated. You know, I had Darius Butler. I was going back and forth with him on Twitter. And he goes to me, well, I told him about the, you know, polio. And he goes, well, it took, you know, decades to eliminate polio. And I go to him, can you imagine if you didn't have a vaccine, dude? He didn't have a response. Because, of course, if you just are dead set on this whole thing, then you're never going to lean to common sense. So if it took decades to eliminate polio with a vaccine, can you imagine what would have happened without a vaccine? You eradicate society. I mean, it's pretty simple. That's why the NFL is going after more the unvaccinated people, because they're the ones at risk. They're the ones at risk to die. They're the ones at risk to spread. The people that are vaccinated will be able to fight it off. Will you have those breakthrough cases, like they say? Of course. But it's minimal. And the damage is also minimal. What is it? What's the stat that's out there right now? 97% of the hospitalizations and 99% of the deaths right now are from unvaccinated people. So there's still a minimal risk, but it's way smaller now. You know, that's the common sense to all of this. There's no politics to this. The problem is it's been politicized. That's all. This is just politicized, and there's a ton of misinformation, and that's kind of the way it is nowadays. And there's a ton of people that are buying the misinformation. And that's why we have people that are still dying. In India and Brazil, ignorance and a lack of supplies. And how many people are dying? That's common sense. If they weren't ignorant and they also had the resources, they would have been able to save thousands. And that's what we're trying to do, is save people, save everyone. This is something about humanity. This is not for independents. This is not for Republicans. This is not for Democrats. This is for our planet. This is for human beings. This is how we kept kids alive from not getting the measles, because we gave them a vaccine. They had to get their measles vaccine. Those of us that grew up in this country, you had to get your measles vaccine. So I told Darius Butler yesterday, I said, so we don't vaccinate kids, we just let them die then? He had no response. Because again, once you hit them with common sense, you know, then they want to spin the political. And this isn't political. This is about saving lives. This is about saving human beings. It's not about saving your party. And for the record, I'm not a Trump guy, and I'm not a Biden guy either. Please. I'm common sense. I kind of know that both weren't good for us. That's all. So I equally insult both sides, just in case if you're a little too sensitive to handle it. I mean, it's just, it gets to a point where it's ridiculous, all right? So this is about saving lives, nothing else. And the best way to save your life is to get a damn vaccine. Now, if you don't want to get it, you're putting others at risk. Those that are vaccinated aren't putting people at risk. That's the part that people don't understand. And that's why the NFL has to actually take a hardline stance. They're a private business. They can do that, man. I know, dude, if I owned a business that I had multiple people in, if you're not vaccinated, you're not working. That's what I would do. Sorry. get vaccinated or you don't work, because you're not going to be putting people at risk. Can't do it. Our best defense to this is the vaccine. Your best defense is not to avoid the vaccine. It's to actually take the vaccine. That's your best defense. That's how you didn't get the measles. That's how people survived from polio. Not that the polio vaccine was 100% either. I think it was like at 90, actually. I think I read where it was 90. This vaccine's actually higher than that one.